Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are the typical components of row crop planting rotations here, and soon, perhaps, we'll see another.
Chia is a little tiny oil seed. It's about the size of alfalfa, and it's very high in omega-3. It has a really unique protein package for a grain. It has a very wide spectrum of amino acids, some of which are not normally found in other grains.
Yes, says Simpson County farmer entrepreneur Chris Coomer, that's the Chia Pet. Chia, actually an early flowering variety patented by UK ag researchers, Drs. Tim Phillips and David Hildebrand.
It's a technology they developed. They took a crop that flowered too late in the year to grow in the Midwestern U.S. It would have frozen before it ever matured. They shortened the flowering period so that it could grow in Kentucky and other places in the U.S., and we have been working with them ever since on the development of this.
Coomer secured the license to grow and sell the crop, creating Heartland Chia, working with other farmers to develop a closed-loop production system.
We think it'll be a really nice second crop behind wheat because you don't start seeing a yield loss until mid-July planting time frame, so it gives you about a month longer in the summer to get it planted before you start seeing yield loss than you do with soybeans. So that's where we think it'll fit really nicely for Kentucky farmers.
Obviously an ongoing, unfolding story, and we'll have a little more of it in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's enormous.
It's gigantic.
It's huge.
It's bigger than ever. The 50th Annual National Farm Machinery Show at the Kentucky Exposition Center. Come see over 1.2 million square feet of massive, colossal, cutting-edge agricultural products and equipment with over 850 exhibits at the largest farm show in America. Free admission February 11th through the 14th. Visit farmmachinerieshow.org for more info.
Working with UK researchers and getting help from KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, Chris Coomer is taking Heartland Chia forward. Once found only in health food stores, food processors are taking chia's health benefits forward too.
It is now something you would find in mainstream grocery stores, and if you look in different cereal bars and even candy bars, you'll find they contain chia now. So it gives you a nice health boost, just including a small amount in the food product.
Coomer's been working nearly 5 years in the commercialization of early flowering chia, and he's confident it holds real opportunity for farmers here.
The demand continues to scale up. It's projected to be a $2 billion crop within a few years. So we're just working to try and develop U.S. production so we can get a little piece of that for U.S. farmers.
Learn more online at heartlandchia.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.